Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. It's episode 12, season 2, and the whole crew is here. I'm not talking about just our crew, but the entire Canada crew. Well, we're missing some people, but that's okay. We got my boy Christopher Chu in the house. What up, Chris?
Yo.
We also got our boy Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
Alex is in the house, too.
Hey, guys. It's your boy, Suji Peasy. Let's go.
But we got some very, very special guests. Our boy, Jonathan Kim, in the house. What up, Jonathan?
Yo, yo.
We also got Kid Calby in the house. What up, Calby?
Yo, yo.
And we got our boy, Mr. Canada Got Soul, L Doggy Styles, a.k.a. Lawrence. What's up, dude?
Bonjour.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he's
already,
he's been here for a little bit. And we also got our girl, Cherry. We love having you here. What up, Cherry?
Thanks. What's up?
Cherry's in the house. We love having her here. And she is back again. We got a lot of good comments about you, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, Cherry Gang.
Nice.
There's a Cherry
like
Gang
that.
Out there.
Keep them coming.
So what's up, everyone? Everyone having a good day? Everyone's here? Yeah?
Come see.
Oh, yeah. Why is everyone so down right now? What's going on? The weather?
I heard some sad news today.
What? What's that?
I heard that Carmelo impregnated a stripper, and I'm really pissed off.
Sorry,
man.
Lala.
I'm heartbroken.
But we have some good news.
Some good news, though. I heard Serena Williams is pregnant.
Oh, with whose
that's
baby?
That's exciting.
Oh, okay.
But we have some better news.
Yeah, we got some better news.
The fam is in the house.
The family's here, everyone.
The best news.
Yes, the family is here. Before we get into the podcast, though, we're going to do what we do every week, and that is what we wore today. Jonathan Kim, you're right beside me. What's up, man?
Yo, not much, man.
You good?
Yeah, man.
Awesome. You? What'd you wear on feet today?
I started off the day in some white cement fours,
nice.
2016s with the white Nike Air in the back. But halfway through the day before we came through the Adidas store, I grabbed a pair of triple white Adidas Stan Smiths, you know, for the occasion.
Dope.
Just for Alex.
Very cool. Christopher Chu, what'd you have on feet, my friend?
Like Jonathan, I wanted to rock some Jordan during the day, but like he mentioned, we are once again in the Adidas store, Montreal.
Yes, we are.
So most of us are wearing Adidas.
Ski.
So I'm marking my Navy Ultra Boost.
Respect.
And maybe we should skip Lawrence.
All right, Lawrence, what are you wearing on feet today?
So no one told me we were coming here today. So what I'm wearing is the Air Max 97 Silver Bullet from the most recent release a week ago. Which
I
thank
really
you at
love.
Nike Toronto.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Nike Toronto. Alex, what'd you wear on feet?
Today I'm wearing my AQT Boost 9317, the white mountaineering execution.
Yo.
Loving those.
They are beautiful, my friend.
Fire.
Calby, you're here in Montreal. What'd you wear on feet today?
Livestock Pure Boost ZG, right?
Ooh,
there's
the
a ZG
ground?
At the end.
Yeah. Very nice. Chlorel, what'd you wear today?
Olive Uncaged Ultra Boost.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome. Yeah.
Or my favorite uncaged ever.
Cherry, what'd you wear on feet today?
During the day, I wore my Silver Bullets as well. Because I'm just, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, twinsies.
Major shout out Nike Toronto for those. So I wore those during the day, and tonight I brought out my Zebra Yeezys for our guests. You know, figured
Ooh.
It's a special day, so I wore them out
flexer.
For you guys. Yeah.
Flexer.
Yes. What about you, Mike?
Only the best.
I wore my, during the day, I wore my EQT Support 9316s, the white with the black outsole,
yeah.
And then switched it up before the pod and brought out the EQT White Mountaineering Supports.
That's right, bro.
I couldn't bring the boost. Sorry, Alex.
That's cool.
That's okay?
That's cool. I feel like I might be one of the only guy in Canada.
I think you might be.
Because they didn't come out in Canada at all.
Yeah.
So until someone comes up to me and says that he owns them as well, I will consider myself the only.
Top of the mountain.
That's awesome.
Same thing with my shoes.
Yeah?
Really?
The
Which
olive.
One?
US. In the States.
Okay. So until someone comes up to us... Trying to step on us? Nah.
No, it's not gonna happen.
That's right.
Not gonna happen. You're bringing it. By the way, I love the hoodie today.
Thank you, bro. Hey, yo, white mountaineering, crazy. Like, T-shirt, hoodie, backpack. Shout out to the outlet hunt last week.
Yo, oh,
like super matchy. Yeah. Super matchy. Didn't mean for, but whatever.
Very cool. Very cool. Now everyone's been in town for how long? Jonathan, you've been in town for how long?
I've been here since Tuesday. Like, I got here like mid-afternoon, and I've been with the boys since then.
Oh, okay. Okay. Lawrence, how long you been in town?
I just got here at 3 o'clock today, and it's been raining since I got here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we took the same bus.
So depressing.
8 a.m. Megabus. Shout-outs to whoever the driver was.
Oh, yeah.
Shout-out to the Megabus. Calby, you've been in town since, what, Sunday now?
Yes, sir. Easter Sunday I came in.
Nice. And how was the flight? Everything was good?
It was great. The wifey hates to fly, so that was fun.
That's okay.
But, you know, it was great.
You got to Yeah, you're here. That's all
we
that
have
matters.
King Calby in town.
Yeah, man.
Calby's King K,
here.
Man.
This is a special moment right now.
It is, kind of.
Can you feel the love?
I can feel the Bud Light.
Yeah. That's awesome. Did anyone pick up anything other than you, Jonathan? You mentioned you picked up some Stan Smith. What did you pick up? Chris, did you pick something up?
No, but we did a lot of walking around the city.
All right.
We took, how many are we now at this table? We're like 8 people, and I think I'm mentioning it to Jonathan. We're like pretty coordinated for like a large group of people. Like no one got lost. Everyone had to be. Everyone got here on time. And throughout the day, I think we visited some sneaker shops.
Dope.
We went to Exclusivity on the South Shore.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
And some people picked up some sneakers. What you picked up? What, Jonathan?
I picked up the white, triple white Stan Smiths. You know. Great for summer. It's going to be another classic to be in the rotation.
Nice.
Also, very because dope. You didn't have any Adidas to bring.
Jumpman Life.
He got the memo.
I'm sorry.
He got the memo.
It's fine.
And Calby, what did you grab?
I got the Kobe AD in a black with white hits on it. And the wife picked up a black and gold Flyknit Air Max 90.
Cool.
Dope. Very dope. Light. Crazy late.
They're so comfy.
Yeah.
I love them.
Very sick.
What else did we do today? We hit up some dim sum in the morning.
Ooh.
So jealous.
Yeah.
So jealous.
Sick.
My Instagram story's blowing up.
Yeah.
Just followers now. Just in case you guys didn't know. Just Calby.
Yeah. We're going to pick up that smoked meat after.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit up what? Schwartz. Schwartz afterwards. And like, where else did you go eat, Cal?
We went to the church today, St. Joseph's, which was crazy.
L'Oratoire Saint-Joseph.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
But didn't you go like, did you hit some poutine yet?
Oh yeah, for sure. We went to Le Banquise, I think it's called.
Yeah. Such tourists.
Montreal. Staple.
What, you wouldn't go to that, man?
Ben, no.
What? It's good.
Yo, bro, Alpha.
Oh, yeah.
We know that the real deal is on the South Shore.
Yeah, but if they want to try like
No. The real cheese stuff is on the South Shore.
Okay, you got to go to like a grimy diner, and we'll get you some poutine there, too.
Yeah.
It was pretty grimy as it was, to tell you the truth.
Oily floor.
Oily floor.
Ew, yeah. Oily floor.
I was moonwalking and stuff.
Amazing.
So I think we got... Calby from Calgary come in, Jonathan from Toronto, Lawrence from Toronto into Montreal, and maybe we could explain how this all came about. I think Calby was thinking of coming to Montreal, and things kind of fell into place, and he was like, I'm coming, and I thought, he was speaking to me in March.
Yeah,
so I'm coming.
Yeah.
I go, okay, cool, so I'm prepping for March. He goes, all right, April 16th. I'm like, oh, 1 month. Okay. We got time, so it's not impromptu. So let's start announcing to everyone that Calby's coming into town. And then once the news hit Toronto.
As soon as Calby said he was coming, I was like, okay. It's coming. Bussing
distance. Book your ticket.
We're not meeting in Calgary, so
we were just
close enough.
We were to, we had at Trois Brasseurs, which Trois Brasseurs is kind of like iconic for us.
They have that in Toronto now, too.
No, but. Trois Brasseurs for us, it's where it's all basically started.
Oh, okay.
So, Doggy, Jonathan, and myself, we met up at the store after I finished work. We went for a couple IPAs. And we were just like talking about that, how it kind of just like Calby made the statement, or Chris brought up the idea of coming, whoever brought the idea first, and then we kind of just like started to this like fantastic idea of like having this meetup, and then all of a sudden Calby confirmed.
Yeah.
And then everything like started to go down. Like,
yeah. Calby, then Jonathan, then Doggy. And actually, tomorrow, Thursday, Masterplan's coming to town, too.
Yo. Another one. Yeah. It's crazy.
Steph Masterplan from Ottawa. Yeah.
Sick.
Coming in. Shout out to our logos.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Shout out to our logos. Everyone's artwork from Canada's sneaker game.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's sick. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And then, boom, we're here at the table. We actually didn't plan anything for the podcast. We figured, like, with all these heads on one spot, we'd probably come up with some good conversation.
Yeah.
Well, we spoke for like an hour and a half straight, so we figured we'd have some conversation.
I said everything earlier today and yesterday. So
I only have like come see, come saw.
Like. Come see, come saw. Like the waitress was like, "Another beer, come see, come saw." You know.
Doesn't make sense.
No. Yes. Whatever. Sorry.
That's okay. The whole family's here. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna have some good conversation. Anything on the mind for anyone that you wanna kind of vent about, or should we save the heavy stuff for later?
Maybe we should save the heavy stuff for later.
Okay. Who's into it? Yeah.
Montreal has crazy drivers. They're all over the road like there's no lines on them.
I'm one of them, so.
Shout outs to the rain.
Yeah,
I hate
shout
you.
Out to the rain.
Did you race against DK, Drift King?
Ooh.
No.
He's out there, man.
I just was watching my back from all these cars attacking me from every angle.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Brutal. So, crazy.
So what else did you guys figure that you wanted to do in Montreal? Tomorrow, what are we going to do? We're going to head out to more sneaker shops. We did a couple of photos, but because of the rain, we couldn't get in more time on the streets, right? I think tomorrow's going to be sunny. We're going to hit some...
Well, Calby's going to be busy.
Tomorrow, Calby's, Calby's in high demand.
None of us are bringing our cameras tomorrow.
We've been requesting some shots.
None of us are bringing cameras tomorrow.
Nope.
What?
Sorry, Cal.
Yo, that mini tripod is going to get worked on. Like.
Chris, bring your batteries. I might need them.
Yeah, I got batteries. We're going to go.
The batteries are charged up.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to hit up Avenue again, maybe.
Ooh.
Oh, I want to come then.
Yeah.
Only for that, nothing else.
I'm going to eat and leave you guys
here
the
for
bill.
The breakfast.
Yeah. And that's it. And and then supper at my house.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious style. Potatoes and Coronas.
Family. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coronas on me.
Ooh. And then, and that's it. Then you guys can get at the heck out of Montreal, man.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Easy.
So,
is it that bad?
I think we all, John, Lawrence, and myself discussed it quite over some good IPAs at the bar, but there's a noticeable difference between what's going on in Toronto, what's going on in Montreal. For yourself to be surrounded by basically the Montreal media people, you feel like there's something differentiating. Thank you. Us from you guys being in Canada's key city versus Montreal being, if we could say, like a smaller city.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Try being from Calgary.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's got a point.
No, we'll get to Calgary after.
Get over it.
That's funny.
But how does it feel for you guys to be in Montreal? Do you feel like there's as many things... To see, we'll get to Calgary after. Don't worry about it.
That's basically all it needs.
Well, for me, like one of the main differences I see is from Montreal. Like obviously, as you said, the group's a lot like closer knit. It's a smaller group, so I feel like you guys are a much tighter knit circle. Whereas in Toronto, you literally might have cliques of influencers or like sneaker people sneaker media people that you would say. And I'm just glad that Canada Gospel Boys are good with us because that's all we care about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the time is kind of tight.
More collaboration, less competition.
Yeah.
That's right.
More love.
Or keep your enemies close.
No.
Got them.
That's funny. Cherry, I got to ask. Now, we were talking about it on the last podcast. Mm-hmm. We were talking about new pickups.
Yeah.
Did you get what you were looking to get?
Yeah.
You got them?
I got them, but it was really cool. So you guys kind of influenced me and told me to wait. Specifically, Chris was like, hey, I think you should wait for the Air Max 97s, the Silver Bullets.
To not buy them.
To wait and not buy them right now. Like I was telling you, I'm trying to just be very picky and choosy and have to save some money, as most of us. So I listened and I was waiting. However, I actually, when did I get them? 2 days ago? Yeah, 2 days ago I got them.
So the pod released
were Wednesday.
On Saturday.
Yeah, so Monday. Okay, basically Monday I went back to the West Island because my family lives in the West Island. So I went to see my mom and I actually, they were still available at the Foot Locker in the West Island. So I had them aside for me. I was going to go buy them that day. So I was taking the train home and then my niece in the car is like, hey, there's a Nike box for you at home. And I was like, what? Totally caught off guard.
You had no idea?
No. So my niece, she's in third grade. We're in the car. She picked me up with her dad from the train station. She's like, oh, by the way, there's a Nike box for you at home. And I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, well, there's a big Nike on it. So I'm pretty sure. She's like, see, I think it's shoes. And I was like, what? I didn't know what was in there. To be honest, I didn't expect. Anyways, I had no idea what it could be. So I get home and I actually put it on my Instagram story and had her open it for me and stuff. And I got the Silver Bullets.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. So I don't know if
a good feeling.
Nike sneaker gods were listening to me or something, but that felt so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got them and I'm very blessed. I'm super happy.
Amazing.
So do you feel like you're like from Toronto? Because you got a package in the mail.
So, by the way, I'm a born Ontarian. I'm born in Etobicoke. Hey. Whoop. Yeah, so I'm actually... I'm actually.
That's not really Toronto, though.
Etobicoke is not. Toronto.
It's a borough.
GTA. Yeah.
So we're supposed to be 8 bits back.
Anyways, I'm Ontarian. I'm more Toronto than any of you guys. So, I'm born in Toronto. Yeah, there you go. So, right. And I lived there for a year, guys. So I'm like totally 50-50 here.
Okay, so like what... Recently, Jonathan, what did you get in the mail?
All right, so Nike sent me, like right before Air Max Day, they actually sent me a pair of the multicolored Vapor Max IDs.
Oh, so nice. Sick. They're nice. So nice.
I was in utter complete shock when I received them, and I didn't even know how to like properly react. I was just like, they actually sent me these.
Like, so dope.
So comfortable.
And Doggy, did you get anything?
I did. So like Cherry, I thought I struck out. Well, I guess she didn't think she struck out on the Silver Bullets. Stayed up till 3 a.m. On launch day and missed out on the launch.
Ugh.
Wound up going to work at 9 a.m. to work the launch and couldn't get a pair at work. Got home, was working, writing some blog posts, and then all of a sudden I started seeing other Toronto influencers getting Silver Bullets, and I was like, oh, good for them. Maybe this will be a cool day.
Good for them.
Oh, geez.
So I look outside, and I see the FedEx or Canada Post courier, and I'm like, yes. So I went downstairs, met him at the door. He didn't have to ring the doorbell. I was already waiting there. Went upstairs, proceeded to do the regular influencer box opening ceremony and opened it up to a pair of Silver Bullets. And I was ecstatic, like extremely ecstatic.
Amazing.
Yeah, that box opening, like with one hand, is like...
It's not
it's
easy.
An art.
It's
an art.
Yeah, it does not look easy.
Oh, poor you. You got to open a shoebox. One hand.
Trying to document everything.
Chris is getting really good.
Yeah.
Chris is getting
like after three takes. That's like the third take, bro. I'm like shaking the box. The kids are hearing me swear like, fuck.
But I do got to say, I think Nike Toronto is doing a good job at their, you know.
Nike Toronto is wrapping up very
retweet.
Quickly. Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, they're I feel like they're watching. They're paying attention to, you know.
The right people get the right things.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Somebody's doing a really good job.
Still waiting for my pair, you know. But
yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
It's because... You're not in Toronto. That's the big problem, Alex.
And you're not in Nike. Yeah.
Nike Toronto.
Just playing.
But like, he's actually wearing a Nike sweater right now. As
So Lawrence mentioned that he was writing a blog post. I think we forgot to mention. For those who don't know, Lawrence just I guess they've had their thing going for a while, but then they morphed it into something else. So why don't you explain to the people?
Yeah, so I was just talking about this at dinner with Alex and John. I'm going to give all the credit, or most of the majority, 50% of the credit, to at Freaky First Step Christopher Chu, because it all started when I messaged him saying that I had more free time so I could write more for the Brag, which I was doing very, very part-time. And he said, yeah, that's great. But anyways, why don't you do your own thing? And I was like, shit, you're right. So I...
It was more like, yo, man, leave me alone. Do your own thing.
I don't like you. And that kind of just blew up from there. Like, we started the blog officially in February, and it's blown up, like, astronomically to what we thought it could. And a lot of the credit I'm going to give to Chris, because he pushed me, and he was kind of like the final push that I needed to get it where it needed to be. And now we're there. Canada Got Soul. CanadaGotSoul.ca.
Took my silver bullet and I see you like your ass. Like,
thank you, Chris.
Get to work, man.
Yo, he's like the Dominic Toretto of this family.
It's true, right?
Fate of the Furious.
Oh, watch me. I'm going to turn on you guys next episode.
You're all cut. This is me.
Oh, that's funny.
But you guys have been putting in a lot of work. Like, your articles are coming out like pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
Like at a very quick rate.
How many of you guys... It's collaborating.
It's four of us. So it's me, and then the other co-founder is Mr. Q-Mart, Alvin. Just had his baby daughter. Congrats.
Congrats.
Joe Dooney, Joel. Nothing new with him.
He has shaved off his beard.
Yeah, oh, it's hella
weird now.
And,
so young.
At Spooner, who's getting married in the fall. Congrats to him.
Congrats.
So everyone's really busy, except for me. Have nothing going on in my life. but yeah, it helps when we're getting shown love from a lot of the brands. We've been getting it spread out, so it's not just one of us who's getting love. Like, we're making sure that we all sort of get a piece of the pie. Everybody eats. It's a family thing. But, yeah, we're just doing our best to make sure the content is consistent so we can get our name out there and all the brands are taking notice. So shout out to everybody. Family.
Yep.
It's really dope.
Very cool.
I think, was it Alan? He got the ID, VaporMax ID?
Alvin got the ID.
Alvin
got the Air Max Day VaporMax ID. Before that, Alan got the infrared Air Max 90 flying it. Joel got the anniversary Air Max 1. They sent me the Atmos. Oh, like, they're spreading it out really nicely.
Atmos. Yeah.
Shout out to Atmos Tokyo. Yeah, really, really nice shoe. But yeah, Nike Toronto has been very, very friendly to us. So we're showing love back. That's all it takes.
Nike Montreal is good to us too. I gotta say.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out Nike Montreal. Wait.
Pause. I kind of want to flip it to Cal now.
Calgary.
Because what's... Okay, so the introduction to Calbi for myself was through Instagram as being like a sneaker photographer pimp.
Yeah.
Like, you knew the
Calbi... Emphasis on the pimp.
Yeah. You knew like the Calbi shots. And from talking with Lawrence and also John, like, I figured that... This is where like Calbi got introduced to us. But initially, I know that you guys met up in an awkward boutique setting, the first time. Like, we heard about this story on the pod. Yeah. But what was your first encounter to Calbi on the social medias?
It was actually same thing, Instagram, very early on,
How did you find them?
It was really like, you start following a certain type of sneakerhead that takes pictures of their sneakers, right? And then you see who that guy follows, or which pictures he's liking, or who's liking the same pictures that you're liking. Like, the username just pops up, right? And I was like, oh, this Just Calbi guy keeps popping up. And
hashtag Calgary. Or
I don't know who
hashtag Canada
followed who first, but then it was like, oh, he's following the same people I'm following. He's liking the same pictures I'm liking. So I checked out his profile. I was like, yo, this guy can shoot too. And I was iPhone only, right? I was shooting iPhone, and I could taste like, whoa, the quality I want to get to. So I like start following him. And it's like the type of thing where you'd just be like, nice shot, bro, or whatever. But I used to, this is weird, but I had levels of commenting that I would do. So if someone would, let's say, nice shot, I would go, if it's just a random person, I'd go, thanks, fam. just to be polite. if it's someone that's closer, then I'd be, yo, thanks, homie. Or thanks, homie.
Oh,
and
my
someone that's
God.
Like really cool, that so like we always cool. converse, it's like, thanks, bro. You know, and then like wow. I just escalated like that. And
I
so
got
like,
thanks, fam, a lot,
a lot, a lot. I was like, yo, he's, I think he's noticing. I was like, thanks, fam.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh!
Three O's though in
yeah,
fam.
Ring on it.
I'm sure I followed you first because I think at the time you had Soul Collector admin or something in your your bio. So I'm sure Flex. I saw that and I was like, I'm following this guy.
That was cool. Yeah, and then I followed each other. And then the first real encounter was when he was coming to visit Montreal and he hit up myself and Sid on Instagram. He goes, yo guys, which sneaker shops can we visit? And I think we covered this in another pod.
Yeah,
where
when he was on. Yeah,
yeah, and when he came back, came by and everything. So
that's how the bromance started.
That's how the bromance
started. Civia Cubes. Yeah. It's
very
cute.
Yeah.
We like that.
Sweet.
Very
sweet.
Yeah.
Oh
and
God.
Yeah. But I think we should dive deeper into this Toronto. I'm going to do it. It's a Toronto versus the world.
You think so?
Of Canada.
Really? That's what you think?
Shout out to Peace Collective.
Are we winning?
Everyone.
No, but it's, no, not, yeah. it's not that. It's not in that. Everything is going on in Toronto. They have
exactly.
a basketball team. They have Drake. They. What do we have? We don't have that. We have Céline Dion. Woo! You know what I mean?
No,
Céline Dion.
She's dope. I love Céline, but I'm saying like anything. Okay, so sneakers is more of an urban whatever street thing. And they have a basketball team and they have like they have Drake and they have
Drake
Weekend and they have stuff going on. What's out of Montreal?
We had some conversation about some of our product names differentiations. And it kind of just confirmed everything. I feel like there's a big all the head offices are in Toronto. Like, everything that's going on is in Toronto. Like, yeah. I kind of have to witness it within my own store. Like, Toronto is the home base of, like, every, like, prototypes. And, like, you know, like, Nike Toronto recently had their, like, their trucks that was, like, driving around and stuff
bus.
Like that. It's so easier for them, like, having an office in Toronto to just, like, go around and test places and do stuffs and try different, like, ways to approach their crowds and their audience. So I think there's a big reach thing that's going on within Toronto. And even if Montreal is considered one of the key cities of Canada, quote unquote, it's still not as big as the Toronto game.
Well, right now,
Toronto's the capital of the world. Just so you know.
The world.
Yeah. Ask someone that lives there.
Yeah, seriously.
That's true.
But I mean, listen, right now all the attention is there because everything's going on there. So I think eventually, you know, they will branch out and start focusing on the other key cities, being Vancouver, being Montreal. But 100% right now they're putting all their focus. It's no secret.
But
and I mean, Montreal, a big issue, I think, is also language-wise too, right? So a lot
yeah.
of companies in general... That's a big issue for Quebec is the language.
It definitely is, but like I mean, for a guy like Cal, he's from Calgary, which is like definitely one of the biggest city in Canada.
They have the Stampede,
and they speak English.
And Calby.
So what do you think is limiting Calgary from being like
a mecca?
Yeah, a mecca.
Honestly, I always wondered that because. Up until our dollar tanked, Calgary had like the most money in the city, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
When the rest of the country was going through a recession, we were like tipping 25%. Like we were making money hand over fist, and the rest of the country is complaining about finding jobs, and we were literally turning down work. So, like that's why Nordstrom's came to Calgary, because they knew we had money. And then oil tanked, and now nobody shops at Nordstrom's. Just kidding. I don't know if that's true. I don't shop there. That's too rich for my
Nordstrom.
But I think the mistake we make sometimes is that we think because of our culture, because we're we're in this, so we think, oh my God, my city has such a huge demand for so and so, but population wise and numbers wise, we're not playing the same ball game. Like I lived in Mississauga, and the amount of people at my door, like in retail, in shopping, like people in Toronto drop money, they shop. In Montreal, it's known that it's more of a city that people spend their money on food, restaurants, drinks, or stores close early.
Yeah.
But people, the lifestyle in Montreal is more like you work to go out and enjoy and have fun and party. Toronto, the grind is like harder. The cost of living is harder. So people work, and I feel they want to acquire things more. Yeah. Like they shop more. Uh-huh. They want to acquire actual things. Here we spend our money on booze and other stuff, I won't say.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, and I know that because just working in the store, the quantity of the population is just, you know, so it's right in the numbers to me.
Well, we got two Toronto guys here. What do you guys think about, do you feel any sense that sometimes people from the outside are looking in and wondering, like, what's going on, or?
The way I see it, like, I compare it to, everything has to be compared to the States. So I'm sure that people in St. Louis, to name a place, are like, why is LA getting this? In Canada, it's just coming later. So Toronto didn't used to get anything. Like if we go back like 4 years ago, we had nothing. Like we were wondering, why aren't we getting literally anything? There's like two stores, we'll get a release kind of thing. So I see it as more of a start as to like an end. A lot of people are kind of just like, if you guys are, it's your perspective, you're like, why is Toronto getting this? I would say more like, okay, Canada is starting to get this. Like even the Nike bus, like there was four places in the world that got it, and Toronto was one of them. Like even just if you think outside of the city wise, Canada got that, it's a start. So Toronto will get it, and then it'll branch out to the smaller, you guys are still huge cities, but smaller cities than Toronto. And I think of it more of just, like I said, as a start rather than an end. So keep your head up, yo.
I like that. I like that.
It's a good positive way to think about it.
Yeah, and like just going off of what Lawrence is saying, is like the things that, like as great as, like as much as it sucks that the rest of Canada is not getting the stuff that we get in Toronto, the work that a lot of people that Toronto have been putting in, like Lawrence covering some events in Toronto, like through the Canada Got Soul website, and some of the other people, like other sneaker media people that we know, it just like makes you appreciate the fact that these people are giving you an insight to what's going on at these events. And it's not just like an outside look from the States or Europe or Asia, where they're getting some of like some crazy, crazy events.
Mm. Yeah.
But we're getting to experience some of that too. And just like viewing Toronto as like the platform for the rest of Canada to launch through is like, it's a positive way of looking at it. We get the benefit of living there. So we get the benefit
of the experience. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think sooner than later, it's going to happen and expand to the rest of the, like the bigger cities in Canada at least.
And I mean, there's nothing to complain. There's still some stuff that's going down. And
I think it's okay, so if we look at it more as like as a beginning to Canada than rather than, oh, Toronto's getting everything, I think then maybe some of our gripes would be, let's make it happen faster for the rest of Canada. Because now we are looking from the outside in to for sneaker culture, right? Everything's popping off there. Like how many events happen on a monthly basis versus the other cities? And I mean, I guess that's like a slight con from when you're on the outside, but I was wondering if also you guys saw it as a con having so many, let's say, influencers in the same city.
Yeah, you can definitely see an oversaturation. Like, once you see a couple people start getting it, whether they've been doing it for a week or they've been doing it for a couple years, everyone's trying to get a piece now that they can see what's possible if you work hard for it. The problem is some people don't want to work hard for it, but that's a different issue. It's been a lot of events, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's more exciting that there's a lot of things going on because it's not all the same event. It's not like it's a Nike event every week. It's a Nike event, then it's a Foot Action event, then it's an Adidas event, which is going on today. Like, it's a bunch of different things. But I can definitely see your guys' frustration. Again, the way I would see it, obviously it's easier for me to say because I'm in the city that's getting all the events, is a start. A lot of things are happening. and in the States it's been going on forever. Like the sneaker scene in relation to the States or even Europe is relatively new. Like if we go back 6 years, none of us are sitting at this table and talking about sneakers in Canada, like at all. So I think the progress that we've made in the past little bit is a start, and I think it's still in its infancy, so I think we gotta be patient and just kind of see where it goes.
And Toronto is an awesome city, just for the record.
Thanks, Kyle.
It is.
Like, it's pretty dope awesome. As shit, man. Yeah, like,
thanks, man.
Like, I went and hung out with these guys, and I had a great time, man. I love
Toronto.
Was that
the city, or was that us?
Well, yeah,
or
I
was
guess
that just like
Ronnie 5
and being
the
like...
The city might suck, to tell you the truth. Maybe it is just you guys.
We should all move to Toronto.
Everybody.
It was, everyone, but I'm down.
Yeah, we had a good time at ASG, right? All-Star Game was cool, too. And then I saw you guys' photos. I was jealous when Calby came to visit first and had those dope group photos in the parking lot.
That was fun.
Lawrence has a wicked spare bed you could sleep on.
Anybody, anytime. Not anybody. Not anytime.
Yeah. But, okay. So, as some of us from other cities might view that as a bit of an issue, that everything's happening in Toronto right now, I do see it as a plus being outside, where I have to get pushed to work a bit harder if I want to get noticed, or if I want to compare myself to anything, I know exactly what they're looking at, right? So what are the stores, what are the brands looking at right now? They're looking at Toronto. So I can pinpoint all the Toronto people and see what they're doing and make sure that I do something a bit different. And I do something, I try to one-up them. And then I hit up all my Toronto people. Oh, no, like my pick, man, like my pick.
Yo, but at the same time, being from Toronto, and like there's so many people doing a lot of really cool stuff. So when I see someone like Tristan from Sidewalk Hustle just killing it, and Holly, like, you're just like, okay, I got to work like 100 times harder if I really want to get like what I want out of this. So it's not even just from inside, outside Toronto that kind of gets this motivation to work harder, but it's from like internally as well. Like everyone in the city is motivated by each other to work harder and, you know, grind harder and produce better work. So that way everyone eats.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I get that.
Like, I remember very vividly, actually, Jonathan Kim posting on the Bragg Affair Snapchat Instagram story when he got the Air Max Day multicolor Vapor Max, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I'm gonna get one today, and I did not. And taking that not as an insult, because I'm happy as hell for him to be able to get that, but more of as like a motivation. Like, I was texting one of the other bloggers on Canada Got Soul, Alan, shout out at Spooner, and I was saying like, bro, we just need to go harder. Like, I'm proud of him, good for him, but I'm not trying to take his, but I'm just trying to get on that same level. And it's more, like, I feel like some people are more about the competition, but I know that for a fact that all the people at this table are more about collaboration. Everybody eats, we can all get it. It's not necessarily trying to get someone else's, it's trying to get the same as someone else, which is way more positive than a lot of people look at it. So I think that needs to be echoed like crazy in not just Toronto, but Canada.
Yeah, totally.
And I also think that a lot of people at this table want to teach people more than anything, educate. We've talked about educating before, and I think that everyone here wants to educate someone to make them better.
Just share, you know?
Yeah.
Like, share the love. At the end of the day, like, you love shoes. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you like to wear shoes and to feel fresh. Like, that's
yeah,
it. Like,
that's what's cool about this group. I think we're not really trying. Well, I don't know. I feel like none of us are really trying to one up anybody else. You're just trying to be the best
you can be.
Says the person in
sounds
zebras.
Corny.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
No, but I'm.
No, but just like, yo.
I only want to one up Calby. That's it.
Very funny. Very funny. But seriously, I'm not trying to one up nobody. I don't think you guys are either. I think everybody here has a passion and a love for what we do, and we're each just trying to like have the most fun with it, and you know, we get inspired by other people maybe, and then we're just trying to do better. I think it never works for people who are trying to one up each other. That's when it doesn't, you know.
I agree.
Go so well.
We had the chat at dinner beforehand with Alex and John, and we were saying that there's some people who are in this because there's a passion. So I think everybody at this table, and there's some others too, like that I can think of specifically, we're just in it because they have a passion for shoes, and the bonuses or the perks, we'll say, come after. But there's some people who would just want to get into it for the perks. Mm-hmm. Like when I posted the Atmoses that Nike sent me, like obviously it's a very coveted shoe. I had it a couple days early, like whatever. But the DMs and the comments on my picture were, some of them were like, congrats, you deserve it. And I'm like, sweet, thanks, man. Some of them were like, yo, hook me up. Yo, who's the plug? Yo, tell me who this, whatever. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Like,
relax, yo.
And it's like, that's not why I'm doing this. I'm not doing this because Nike is going to send me a free pair of Atmos Air Max 1. I'm doing this because I've had a passion for this for going on a decade now. And this is just what it's turned into. So it's not just something that happens overnight. I think it takes a lot of work, and some people don't realize that. They think they're just entitled because they have 100 pairs of shoes. They should get sent a free pair of shoes. Like, it's not necessarily how it works, bro.
And that's why I think they're doing a great job, because I think they're really
targeting the right people.
The right people. Yeah,
exactly. I think people are mixing up influencing and royalty. Mm-hmm. So I think people that are being sent sneakers are actually doing something with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like not just
wearing
like
wearing them.
Yeah, they're wearing, producing content. So just owning a bunch of sneakers doesn't make you influencing others.
Yeah.
If you don't do anything about it, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is like a slight difference that needs to be seen within the like the whole social media community, whatever world. It's you do something about the shoes, then you get some sort of reward at the end, because like some people are actually putting in so much freaking work behind it.
So I was last week, I got a message from a dude, and he was like, "Yo, I'm starting a blog. It's called, should we shout him out? Yeah, sure. It's called
Do It
the Kick Crew, right?" And they were like, "Yo, I spoke to one of my writers is friends with Alex, and then we went to talk to Cherry at the store, and they said to contact you, and they're like, we also deal with like Christian and Heat as well, so blah blah blah, maybe we can get together and collaborate and everything."
They're like young
guys,
young
yeah, like early,
very new. But I was like, okay, so part of me is like, okay, you're just name dropping like crazy. And but then the other part of me was like, okay, maybe we should see what they're up to, because everyone starts somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, let's meet. Let's see what ideals you have. What do you want to talk about? And then they came to meet me, and we talked about blogging a bit. And I go, okay, what kind of collaboration you're thinking about? He goes, well, actually, we just wanted to meet up and just talk to you and stuff about like blogging. And I was like, okay, well, to what you were saying, Alex, like, people don't realize you have to do hard work. I'm not saying they didn't do hard work. They're like actually trying and everything. But what I explained to them, I go, yo, you could just go up to anyone and tell them you're a blogger, and they'll believe you. Mm-hmm. If you tell them you're a photographer, they'll believe you. Up until they decide to go check on your work, right? So they check your work after, and if you can't back up what you just said, then they'll forget you.
Yeah.
So if you say you're a blogger, but then you don't put in the work behind it, like Canada Got Soul Boys are doing,
thanks,
then they're going to be like, well, these aren't really bloggers. They like occasionally write a blurb about whatever, but everyone else is doing it. So if you put in hard work, if you separate yourself from the rest, then you start to earn the Nike boxes that show up at your door.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a sweet feeling.
Yeah.
Shout out to Puma.
I think
and Converse, shout out to Converse.
I appreciate you.
Saucony sent me his Freedom ISOs.
I think the difference between everyone at the table and the people that are trying is that if you start getting packages but you didn't earn them, you're not going to feel as good about it.
I agree.
Right? Like, receiving a package doesn't make you happy and just make you stop working. It makes you work even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. As nice as the package is, one of the best like feelings you get from like doing these blog posts and taking these photos is someone like the comments that you get and the response that you get from the public. When like someone leaves a comment on one of my blog posts and says like, "Yo, like I totally relate to what you're saying. Like I feel the same way." There was like one from Vancouver, and he's like, "Yo, there's so many in the Vancouver community who feels like you." And I was like, "Damn, like
you've reached, and that's what matters. You know,
that's all that matters at the end of the day."
One comment I love is I've gotten a few like. I've never met an Indian sneaker girl. And I love that because it's like I've gotten
kind of weird.
Why is
very
that weird?
Specific.
Like a very bold and specific comment. Yeah,
but
bro.
I'm telling you, even in New York, I've gotten some messages being like, hey, I don't know many like Punjabi Indian girls who are. I think that's kind of cool.
Still
respect.
Such a hater.
It's like the Doggy again. Yo, I've never seen a guy keep the username Doggy and still run with it. And still
yeah, you know what?
Yo, L Doggy. So no,
like
drop
my
style.
My route to this place where I am now would have been a lot easier if I changed my Instagram name, but I stuck with it. And I'm here still.
I'm like, that's one of the. This guy's got balls, man.
It wasn't meant to be like this. It was a joke so at first.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, guys, you know, being from Calgary and Toronto, have you guys noticed any difference in the Montreal sneaker market? Or, like, have you noticed a difference in people's style compared to Toronto or compared to Calgary being here for the past few days?
I think Montreal has a lot of style. Like, from head to toe, I can see a difference between the other two cities. What's on people's feet? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never saw people walking around a lot, but yeah.
And fashion-wise, like, what could you say anything in particular that you're noticing? Different?
Any cowboy boots?
No. You should see the ones they got with Boost on the bottom, though.
Oh, snap!
No, just like you see a lot of different styles. Like, not everybody's dressed the same. There's like, you know, from like. Whatever you want to call it, like some hipster thing to some thug thing, like just a lot of different styles, and they're put together well is what I mean. Like, anyone can have some thug outfit, but it doesn't look good unless you got style, and I think Montreal has a lot of style.
Okay. And you Doggy?
Honestly, I got here at 3:00 today, and it's, and it's been raining, so there's been like 0.3 people on the street,
right?
So I can't make an educated decision, but just even coming into the Adidas store here in Montreal, shout out Adidas Montreal, and seeing all the NMDs that sold out in Toronto on the wall, like that whole Ronin pack sold out, like people were lined up for it in Toronto.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming the style is different just because the shoes that are selling out in Toronto are sitting on shelves in Montreal.
Exactly.
So that's just my
That's
my
interesting.
Perspective.
It's pretty good, man. See, like, it's the other way. Thanks, for me. Chris. Like, I feel that I see a lot of like similar style that I would see in downtown Toronto to downtown Montreal. Like, a lot of the girls who are like wearing sneakers,
mm-hmm.
they're wearing like leggings and NMDs or a pair of jeans and Chucks. Like, they keep it pretty basic, but it's still stylish, and they're all doing their thing. Like, but I feel like in the downtown core, at least, styles are pretty similar. Like, there's a lot of like different, like small, like little differentiations, but it's all good still.
I think if you guys were here a bit longer, you would probably notice downtown. I mean, it's definitely, they say it's way more European influenced, obviously, right? So
runners.
You have a lot of people. Sorry?
No, not necessarily runners. No. Just well, like the architecture, maybe.
Oh,
okay. No. The style.
The style, too?
Yeah. 100%. And I see it a lot.
I would agree with that.
Okay. I see it a lot being in, and I'm sure Alex sees
Europe.
It a lot being where we are in St. Catherine. Is that there's a lot of Europeans, even that live here, are just tourists, and their style is just way more, you know, comes from Europe rather
totally.
Than, I think Toronto is more Americanized style, I guess.
Shout
so
out to my Uber driver, Slava.
Yeah, the buying has to be, like, different, I think, for us.
But I have to agree with Cal. Montreal people don't wear their sneakers enough. Like, you, compared to Toronto, you just drive down any street and you see everyone wearing like nice stuff. But like here in Montreal, it's everyone's very careful, maybe because of the weather, but I don't know.
I guess we'll make another opinion about that in a couple
we'll
weeks.
See. It's going to get nicer soon.
Yeah. It's going to get nicer. Well,
have we stressed that it's raining today?
And in the winter, you guys have like gravel for road, like sidewalks, like like it's so heavily salted.
We don't have roads here. We have potholes.
Calgary uses gravel, and Montreal's roads are so much worse than
so
ours.
Bad.
I can't believe the potholes.
Well, because horses don't leave marks on the roads like trucks do.
Oh, snap, shit.
Sick burn.
Don't text me anymore.
Lose my number, bro.
Oh, that's good. Is everyone having a good time so far?
Yeah, I think we're all super excited to get the night going. So,
I think the main thing was like we did zero prep for this podcast. We figured we'd get together and just have a good time.
Go off the cuff.
And I think we did it for like a good what? Usually you go podcast, we said like
an hour.
But like whatever, we're just going to cut it here.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Go eat.
Yeah.
We got shit to do, man.
Cherry's starting to get hangry. John, you were supposed to change your Instagram handle when you got here.
Yeah. Je suis Jonathan Kim.
Yeah.
I like the Spanish version more.
Je suis
Yo soy Jonathan Kim.
Juan Kim.
Yo, next month when I'm in Puerto Rico, I'll be Juanathan.
Yeah.
Nice.
Juanathan.
That's awesome. All right. Before we wrap things up, I think everyone should give a shout out their Instagram. Say where you're coming from. Alex, where can people find you?
They can find myself at Suji Cypher Sons.
Lawrence, where can people find you?
I am at L Doggy Styles and at Canada Got Soul. Thank you.
Calby?
I'm at Just Calby. But have you ever tried to just hear Suji Cyphersons and then look it up on Instagram? It's kind of hard to know how to spell it.
It's true.
All right.
It's very true.
S-U-G-Y-C-Y-P-H-E-R-S-O-N-S. That's
easy. Why I'm man in them.
Okay, sorry.
Chris,
oh, no, wait. It's J. No, it's G.
G.
Oh, shit.
S-U-G-Y-C-Y-P-H-E-R-S-O-N-S. You already know. Come
yes.
on.
Je suis français.
Je suis français. Vous le savez, Chris.
Awesome. Chris, where can people find you?
At Christopher.chu. I wanted to give a small shout out to my brothers from the Bragg Affair.
Yeah.
That's Bragg me, Affair. Though.
Calby and Jonathan.
Yo. At the Bragg Affair.
Guys. At the Bragg Affair IG's been curated by Jonathan for the past couple of, I don't know how long.
Killing it.
So you guys check him out.
Thank you.
Hit them with your IG, bro.
Yeah.
It's at I am Jonathan Kim, or maybe by that tomorrow, at Je suis Jonathan Kim. who knows what'll happen tonight? Tomorrow morning, it might be Je suis.
I know what'll happen tonight.
Chloe, where can people find you?
At Chlorel.
Oh, again.
Again.
At Chlorel.
No, again.
At Chlorel.
At Go Abs Go.
And Cherry, where can people find you?
At Cherry Like the Fruit dot Graywall.
People are gonna search Cherry Like the Fruit at Graywall.
It's spelled like the fruit because people call me Sherry and all
Mon
kinds
Sherry.
Of. It's like the
Sherry.
Fruit.
Sherry.
Mon Cherry.
Yes.
Maybe we can give a big shout out to the guy who just walked in the room.
Yo, somebody just walked in.
Yeah.
Serious player.
Because he was tuning into our live podcast, live feed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sid the Kicks.
Sid the Kicks is in the house.
Cedric Merizier.
And he's wearing Nike. Hey.
All right,
so my Vapor
before
Max
we
right now.
Wrap things up, I just got to say that whoever was around this table tonight is definitely worth a follow. Definitely worth checking it out. Everyone around this table is from outside of Montreal, is putting work into the sneaker thing. Hopefully we get those people back in the pod at some point. Hopefully we get to pick their brains a bit more. It's just we're so excited to like just hang out and chill. But please, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're an avid follower of our stuff, please go ahead and like reach out to those people. Make sure you get those connections ready because like
we basically mess with these people heavy.
We mess with those. So.
And we mess with them back.
Yeah.
Make sure you check
Mutual
them out.
Messing.
They're the real people. Canada Got Soul is like fam. So respect to everyone. And hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. And I'll leave it up to you, Mike.
It was a good time. Chris, do you want to say anything before we go?
I think people need to know your Instagram too.
Yeah, my Instagram at On Air with Mike D. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast. Make sure you get us on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. Chris,
I did want to say something more. Like this is our first mini sneaker summit, right?
Yeah.
I think last year we kind of did the ASG thing impromptu in Toronto. I think next year we're going to select another location to meet up again. I think it's
Calgary Stampede.
For my own personal pleasure, can we just get Sid to say what's up on the mic?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yo, Sid, jump on there.
What's up, everybody? Sid the Kicks or Sid Dots Marizier. I'm good.
He's good. He's good.
Yo, literally, no,
he's French Cuba Gooding Jr. Like,
that's awesome.
It's your boy, Sid the Kicks, in the house. Yo, everyone, thanks for tuning in tonight.
Yeah.
So excited to pod next week. And hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Make sure you get us on Google Play. Make sure you get us on iTunes. Rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. Slide into our DMs. Well. Like I said before, you never know what you'll get back.
That's right.
We'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. We'll catch you later. Peace.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.
Yo.
Au revoir.
Peace. Comme si, comme ça.
Comme si, comme ça.
Salut. Salut. Bon.